If your experience of the Beatles dates all the way back to their appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show back in the day, you don't need this explained to you. No other band has had the impact the Beatles had, and no band ever will. This is no 60s nostalgia. It's about a group of musicians who were incredibly prolific within a short period and created a body of work that covered an astonishing musical range. Along the way, these four guys stamped their personalities on our imaginations. We knew them. Not that easy, then, to recreate the magic, but Mark Lewis took up the challenge many years ago and made it his life. He's the founder of Rain, the Beatles tribute show that's coming to town, and he's with us this morning.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
All right,
it's great
Mark,
to be here.
Good to have you on the show. There's a really incredibly rich vein of material created by these guys in, what, 6 years?
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, when you consider the short span that they were together and the body of work, and not just the body of work, but the quality of the work and the range of the work from the earliest Beatles songs like Love Me Do and Please Please Me through Side 2 of Abbey Road, Sgt. Pepper. If I say to you, I want to hold your hand, Yesterday, Strawberry Fields, While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah.
There's such diversified songs and all done by the same group over a period of maybe 5-6 years. It's absolutely amazing.
And they're not just three-chord rock and roll songs, are they?
No, they're not just three-chord rock and roll songs. They're very intricate, and the more that we've played them, the more we realize and understand and respect what was involved in creating not just the music but the recordings themselves, which we consider it our goal to bring it to people in a live environment, which is what Rain is all about.
Well, once the Beatles got their chance and got recording contracts and became an established band, they brought an enormous level of skill that they'd acquired from before anybody even heard of them, correct?
That's correct. And I think that their age and their huge success and what I consider to be a very healthy competition between Lennon and McCartney, it was sort of created this perfect storm for them to be writing all of this great music over such a short period of time.
Yeah.
They wanted to be on the record. They knew that the record was going to be heard by millions of people. And I think it just planted the seeds for them to just keep creating and creating. And the amazing thing is each album that they put out was different than the previous one and sort of set the standard for music in general and pop music, rock music, and what followed. And not just the music, but the look, the attitude, peace and love, psychedelia, as they would say, all of it came down to what did the Beatles do? Now look what everybody else is doing too, you know?
Well, it was not the custom pre-Beatles for essentially teenage bands or bands making music for teenagers to come in and say, we want to write our own songs, do our own material, and even play our own instruments. That really wasn't done pre-Beatles, at least in American rock and roll.
That's very true. And not only did they write their own music, but they had several writers in the band.
Yeah.
They had Lennon, McCartney, and George Harrison, who we know is a great writer in his own right. Writer in his own right, is that?
Yeah, to borrow a phrase from John Lennon, right? Well, you know, the early albums, you know, George was always chafing to get more than one song onto the album. He knew that was maybe, if he's lucky, he's going to get one or two songs. But there was a competition with George and the other two guys in terms of George coming up as a songwriter. He eventually became a great songwriter, didn't he?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I kind of feel for him because he is a great songwriter, but he happened to be kind of sandwiched in between two of the best that ever lived.
Exactly.
It's kind of like, you know, what could you do? You know, it's like you got a guy like Paul McCartney on one side and John Lennon on the other side, you know?
Well, there's that inspiration that you and I had growing up of seeing these guys on the Ed Sullivan Show, not that much older than we were at the time, and yet, you know, knocking the world on its rear with what they did, holding the instruments in their hands, playing them, no canned backup, nothing of that stuff.
That's true. I feel very fortunate to have grown up in that era. I think the Beatles music and the Beatles themselves, they're the whole thing about the Beatles is going to live forever, and I kind of feel fortunate that I remember what it was like to go into a record store and buy a Beatles record and take the cellophane off the record and take out the album and not know what this album called Rubber Soul has on it and putting it on and hearing those songs for the first time and realizing how different it was from the previous album.
I know. From Rubber Soul on, everything was a complete surprise, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Then came Revolver, Sgt. Pepper. Yeah. Like I said, such great diversity and always great vocals, great words, great arrangements, great harmonies, great musicianship, great production. It was just a sort of just perfect combination of everything. A different look. They sounded different when they spoke. They wore their hair different. Yeah. They dressed different. And they could actually deliver the goods. That's the most important thing, because at the end of the day, you play their music and it lives or dies on the quality of what they created. And we all know where that that wound up.
If the music weren't brilliant and complex, you would have gotten bored with this stuff a long time ago, wouldn't you? I mean, you have the task of recreating a lot of very subtle touches that most people didn't even know about at the time. They just were part of the overall effect.
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, it's kind of like we always look at the band and what we do, which is recreating the music of the Beatles live and their performance, as a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess because of modern technology, we now have the ability to really dissect the Beatles' music. And after doing it for decades, we still hear, like you might hear a John Lennon rhythm guitar part that's been isolated because of technology. You could take everything off the record but John Lennon's rhythm guitar part, and you realize you've been doing it wrong for 10 or 15 years, and you sit down, you do it right, and all of a sudden, it's like there's those moments of like excitement when you realize you found something new that you didn't know it was even there. And when you do it, even though the audience may not really pick out the specific part, but it just sounds right.
Exactly.
You know, it just feels right.
Mark, thanks so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
This
Thank There's you, Chris.
Envy you your job, I'll tell you. Mark Lewis is the founder and original keyboardist of Rain, the Beatles tribute show, and it'll run at the Neil Blaisdell Concert Hall from May 14th to 19th.